What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Big O and Jess are in the house, and it's a special one because we've got a birthday in the house. Well, I mean, it was yesterday, but still, like, happy birthday to Big O.
Me? What? Man, I feel old, boy. So old.
How's it feel to be 21?
Oh, God. 21 times two and add another couple on that.
Nice, man. So, fucking happy birthday. And then,
thanks.
Ooh, what a week the fucking universe provided for this one. I mean,
yeah. But before we go into that, I just wanted to say, if you didn't catch it, I did a review of a cigar I got from our boys at Smoky Smoke Shop over there in Whittier, California, off of Beverly. It is great. The cigar was wonderful. I loved it. You guys need to go there for all your smoke items and needs. They are the best.
Yeah, hell to the yeah. Like, that we get all of our gear there, and I'm never disappointed. And, you know, it's they always have some shit that it sucks to go in on there and payday, especially those paydays where I gotta pay, like, I'm supposed to be good and I gotta pay bills, and it's like they have some new shit there and I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, but they're so nice and they make you want to spend your money too.
Right?
But as we were saying, let's digress. It's been a plethora of information this past couple weeks. My God, and the news has just been blowing up, right?
I would say it's safe to say that social media lost its shit today. Like, this social media shit itself twice this week. First, jeez, when Facebook, Instagram, fucking took a shit.
Yeah, I heard the reasoning behind that was because
he's deleting evidence.
Yeah, he got caught by his wife, you know, and he had to delete it before because she had a passcode on his phone. So he had to go to Facebook and shut that shit down before she got into it. I don't even remember his goddamn name anymore. I'm so pissed off his ass.
The Zuck.
Yeah, the Zuck. And Sun Yi, who caught all that fucking child porn on there. It wasn't child porn. I'm just kidding. Come on.
It was funny because that 60 Minutes thing aired, and then, like, the next day, I was all zapped.
Chris Hansen standing outside of the door. Did you know this girl was underage? What the fuck?
But yeah, man, it was incredible how much people were losing their shit. I was like, people were reporting it to, like tech support desks, like, all over, as like a legitimate problem. They couldn't check their fucking Facebook. I'm like, bitch, you're at work.
So you know what everybody ended up doing for that day? Yes, I'd like to talk to you about my car insurance and the needs that, you know, I really need something for my car. Actually, I just need to talk to you. How are you doing? No, my social security wasn't taken. Don't arrest me, but I'd still like to talk to you.
I had to call my boss, and he picked up. I'm like, I've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty, and he just started laughing.
I mean, it happened while I was at work, so I actually had to go to work. And, you know, it didn't really bother me, you know. I was like, oh, fuck, you know, I got things to do anyway. But other people lost their shit, man. They were just going to eat shit crazy, you know. Influencers, people showing their tits, you know.
But OnlyFans is still cool. They're still upright.
I don't know. Some of the doctors did keep them upright, if you know what I'm saying.
That was like one of the first questions I asked when I heard they were like, oh yeah, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are broken. They're not up. They're completely offline. I was like, but Pornhub's still online though, right?
And you know what? The funny thing about that is their traffic shot up considerably that day.
Like when the pandemic hit and they were offering free premium.
Oh my God, man. All those Zuck videos were being looked at because they were fucked. Everybody was fucked. They just wanted to see his face to make sure, you know, they were looking at the right guy.
And And just fuck, man. Like all one of the memes that made me laugh the most was the one with Hillary when it's a why was Facebook offline? And it's him, and it's like, oh, I was deleting evidence, and then Hillary, attaboy.
Attaboy. hey, Mark Zuckerberg, can you take me out to dinner? Yeah, why? Because I like to eat something before I get fucked. Oh my gosh, man. I think that was the single most greatest point of our lives. If that just went down for good, I would hate talking to my family because that's the most I use for it.
Tom from MySpace in the background. I've been in the background going, I try to tell you.
But you know what? We really don't need it because it just fucking zones out your mind, man. It really does make you an automaton, man. You just go nuts. If you really look at yourself looking at your goddamn phone on Facebook and really take a step back and be honest with yourself, come on. It's just like if you looked at a mirror while you're having an orgasm. You make the silliest, ugliest faces.
I learned two things from being a musician. One is when you're on stage and you're doing your lines, you never look your fucking your like the other singer or the other rapper or whatever. You never lock eyes with them because that's the quickest way to forget your fucking lines. The other thing was don't ever fucking look in the mirror while you're fucking busting a nut.
Because you forget your lines. Oh, oh, oh. Line, please. Oh. Exactly. And that's why they call me Big O. Yeah, but on top of that, you know, people have been losing their shit with Chappelle, man. What the fuck, man? Why can't you just let a comic be?
Yeah, dude, they're fucking... And I absolutely hate how they just fucking skipped over all the fucking him making fun of everything else, everybody else. He fucking shit on everybody, but then, like, just because it got to something they like, okay, what the fuck? Like, that's some kind of bullshit. Like,
well, if you actually watch his stand-up routine, everything he talks about is rhetoric. Everything leads to one point and one point only. How black people have been demigrated, have they been kept in the dark, have they, you know, came over as slaves and, you know, just demeaned, not given personal rights for the longest time. And everybody else is crying and clamoring for personal rights. But hey, who has had it the worst, you know? I mean, really, Mexicans have had it pretty bad, but, you know, I'm going to give it up to black people, you know, because they've been around for, you know, in America for hundreds of years, and Chinese people too. I mean, you know, look at the railroad system. But for fuck's sakes, man, they're jokes. Let it go, you know? He's making jokes about him and his people first and foremost, and everybody else is collateral damage with little nitpick jokes, but it's the point of, come on, you know, we got to laugh about this. Everybody's being demeaned. Everybody's in the same boat, and, you know, all these people are just attacking each other.
Yeah, exactly, and it's fucking stupid. It's just, if you don't like it, don't fucking listen to it. Like, don't ruin it for everybody else that does like it. Like, you don't see me over there fucking knocking your shit over and then bouncing, like, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah, you know, and it's fucking crazy because, you know, people are high on bringing people down. I mean, I looked at a post, and I don't know how real this is, so I'm not going to, you know, put any stock or validity to it, but there was a transgender person talking on Twitter about Chappelle and working for Netflix and how they have gotten all these, you know, promotions and good people and standing with the company, and that they felt so bad because Chappelle was being, you know, shown on Netflix. They wanted it down. And, you know, it's like, really? Did you even watch the goddamn show? Do you know what he's doing? He even comes forth to explain everything that he's talking about in this show. If you don't know what we're talking about, watch it. Don't have a mind on it. Don't have a thought on it. Go watch it. And if you don't want to watch it, don't have an opinion because you know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, if you don't know, if you know already that you don't like that kind of shit, why the fuck are you even tuning in? Like, what was the point of that to begin with? It's like, right. A lot of, like, when people like bitch about things that like they cause for themselves. Like it's kind of hard to feel fucking sorry for them. It's like, okay, look, you're putting yourself in a place where you're gonna hear some shit that you don't want to hear. Why put yourself there in the first place? Like that doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right. You know, and this is a little bit of spoiler alert, you know, but he talks about a friendship that he has with a transgender person, a male turning female. And after his first episode that went live and he was talking, you know, transgender jokes, he gets exposed, pun intended, by a lot of transgender community. And this person that he made friends with had his back through the whole thing, you know, went on Twitter and, you know, condoned what he was saying. You don't understand what you're talking about. You know, he's not talking about keeping everybody down. He's making a joke. And to paraphrase that joke and take it out of context is just stupid. And people were attacking him. For God's sakes, what side are you on? Choose side of humanity. Be a human, you know, be open, because attacking each other, all you're doing is creating bad vibes for everybody. You're not helping nobody, including yourself.
Nope. And when I was asked about it one time, it was just like, you know what? You guys are just another fucking group with another agenda. Same as the last. Like it, nothing ever changes. Like it, like that's the way it was. Like you're bitching about the last group that was here doing that. I'm like, guess what, dick? Now it's your turn. Now you get to be the fucking dick trying to push, like, you know, your agenda. Oh, you know, to everybody, it's like, okay, like, been there, done that, heard it, like, or fucking, now what? What's next? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, at this point, it's kind of like, it'll be something next year, and then in 2 years, it'll be something else, and it's just like, I don't really see the point in investing too much, like, you know, effort or time and like, to caring, because it's like, why? It's going to be something completely different that all of a sudden is now the most fucking important thing ever.
Right.
Just like, and, you know, 2 years ago.
It's become fodder for everybody. Well, obviously including us, but you know, most people aren't talking about both aspects of it. You know, Daphne, the person that we're talking about who committed suicide, we don't know for the reasons why. I have to read more into the story, but you know, it's not far-fetched to understand that probably from, you know, getting backlash from the community that they thought they were, you know, supporting. The family has come out even so much as to speak on Dave Chappelle's behalf. I've seen transgender posts on Twitter supporting Dave Chappelle. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's gotten to a point where people are just arguing to argue for argument's sake and make, you know, something that shouldn't be there just so they could get their 5 minutes of fame on the news reports.
Yeah, for what? It's like, what do you win? Like, what do you get out of that? Like,
yeah.
Is there a point to winning that, or is, you know, for what?
I don't know. Maybe a free dick tuck. You know, I have nothing against anybody that's transgender, gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever the case may be. I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I'm just saying. So, you know, I have open arms to everybody. But if you're a dick, you're a dick. I don't care if you're a tunt, a dick, an asshole. You know, because dicks fuck assholes. Dicks also fuck pussies. Assholes smell like shit. I'm just saying, all right? We all need to get past ourselves. We all need to fucking work as one people. We all need to go against people that are holding us back, and that's politicians.
No shit.
That's my two cents. I'm stepping off my soapbox now.
Yeah, no shit. It's going to take teamwork. And speaking of teamwork, we told you that we were going to be having a fantasy football league for the hosts and the guests that have been on. And so we did just that. And since, you know, we're 4 weeks in, it's going to be week 5. Starts tomorrow. Well, actually, it started on Thursday, unfortunately for me, because my one of my running backs was out and I forgot to take him out before the Thursday night game, so that totally fucked me.
So what does that mean for you though?
So it means I got to rely on Patrick Mahomes and Tariq Hill, and hopefully they go off in Buffalo, because if they don't, then I'm screwed. Because
You know what it means, and what I was getting at is this old fucker is going to win against you this week, motherfucker.
That means Big O gets to stay in first place for another week.
I'll tell you what, my kicker from Buffalo, Tyler Bass, I'm yelling out every weekend, kick his ass, T-Bass.
Oh, man, I love that. And so, you know, just to so – we've again, got four games in. So the standings right now are Big O is in first place. Alley Cat is in second place. I'm in third place. Paul from the Butcher's Lounge Live is in fourth. Josh, who if you caught Rice and Beans Radio, Josh Casper from Million Kids, Gary 84, the High Z's, and a shit ton of other bands that he's been in the number five spot, and Gabe from the TV Nerds, dropping one to me last week. And he rounds off the bottom at number six. So, you know, but we had some good matchups, I think, this week, right? Don't we?
Yeah, some annoying players. Annoying. That's a nagger. Right? Calm down. Calm the fuck down, everybody. We're making jokes here.
Yeah, man, that was that was hilarious when I saw his name, and I was like, oh Jesus Christ.
He took a double take, and it was mind-boggling because we didn't think about it when we hosted them, and he asked you, can we name our teams anything we want to? No holds barred? Yeah, I mean, you can put anything you really want. Why? Well, now we know.
And I didn't even think about it too until like yeah, afterwards, and I was like, oh, man. I was like, all right, well, fuck, let's see.
What did we set ourselves up for?
Yeah. Oh, and that shit was fucking hilarious.
Oh, my God, man. I saw that. I busted a nut. I was laughing so hard.
Well, so this week, I think you're already in the lead with 8 points.
Yep.
Paul and Gabe are Gabe's already winning by 34 points, and Alley Cat and Josh haven't had any players play as of yet. So,
so how's your team looking? I mean, your quarterbacks. Who you got for quarterbacks again?
I have Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady at for quarterbacks.
So wow, and you're still second place under me. Wow.
That's because a running back, the tight end, the other the wide receiver, the kicker, are all fucking hurt now.
And you left them in.
I got busy this week, and I didn't even realize until like today when I went to try to go switch the player, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You just see the little score final. I'm like, well, that sucks.
Kick his ass, T-Bass.
So, yeah, my roster is on life support at the moment. So,
yeah.
I'll be lucky if I make the fucking playoffs.
Well, see, I was almost in that predicament last week when Gronkowski was out, and I didn't realize what had happened. He had actually tried to play that game with broken ribs and his injury to his lung, punctured lung, and all that other shit that was going on with him. Like, holy fuck, man. I took him out at the last second, you know, to make the game that weekend.
The dead giveaway was his busted face.
I didn't even see none of it. See, I don't watch regular TV anymore because, you know, you have to pay for cable and everything. I'm one of those switched over people.
I just meant in general. Like, have you ever seen that fucker without a helmet?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. I probably want to party with him, but he's Bostonian, let's say.
He looks like a fucking Cro-Magnon. Straight fucking Encino Man in it.
It's in the car pack. The lobster.
But no, a lot of good games have been going on, and like a lot of fucking ass whoopings too. Like, who was was it Buffalo that fucking handed somebody their ass 40-0 last week or the week before that?
Yeah, I think it was. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I saw the highlight, and I was like, oh, shit. Like, I didn't watch the highlight. I just saw the score, and I was like, oh, fuck.
So, let's see. Yeah, last week they played Washington. It was 43-21, and then Miami was 35-0.
Oh, week two. Oh, okay. Maybe that's – no. There was a – wasn't there a big blowout last weekend?
Let's see. We're in the week five. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was. It was Houston 40-0.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's like, yeah.
It's the Texans, God's sakes, right?
Woo.
So you got to understand where I'm coming from, okay? I was raised in San Diego as a child, from what, 1 year old, 2 years old, up until about, I don't know, six or seven. So I consider that my hometown. Growing up in San Diego, it was the San Diego Chargers. So, you know, I would hear the games played at the stadium. How come I'm drawing a blank? The name of the stadium back in there.
Jack Murphy.
Yeah, you could hear the fans at the time with Dan Fouts playing, Rob Bernerska, you know, Kellen Winslow, all them playing. And we'd watch it on TV and everybody be yelling down the street. And then, you know, you get some jerk off named Dean Spanos moving their team all the way to L.A. because he can't get the, you know, stadium that he wants in San Diego paid by the people 100%. It's like, for God's sakes, you're making billions of dollars, millions of dollars here and there, and then make your own fucking stadium. So he takes it to L.A. And so I drop off as a Charger fan. So I'm Sans team now. So now I'm like, yay, go sports, kick team, make goal.
Well, if it makes you feel any better for any consolation, if it's any consolation, having a team not always fucking great. The Bears have been like super up and down. It's like they're doing really good and then they win. And then the next game was like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? Like, what happened to the team from last week? Bring those fuckers back.
Yeah, let's be honest about the Bears. They haven't been good since the 80s.
No, since 2005.
All right, I'll give him a little leeway. Well,
like, I guess the beginning of 2005, if we're gonna split hairs.
I don't know. McMahon had that team dialed in for a little while. I'm just saying, they went to the Super Bowl.
They went to the Super Bowl in 05, but they lost. That's why I said the beginning of the the beginning of the season was great.
Yay, team, go sports.
It was that ending that kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah, you're in the stands like that one fan for that Kansas City Chiefs game where he's saying, did I shave my balls for this?
It was like, and then like thinking that when I saw that 40-0 score, I was like, who are they playing, the fucking Mud Dogs?
You got Farmer Ted on the sideline going,
right? Like, I was like, holy shit. Did they play a college team? Did the fucking local high school team show up to fill in? Like,
I think you lived the bat another day. You can do it. Kick their asses.
And some of the, like the shocking, like out of nowhere teams this season, like, the fucking Chargers all of a sudden, like, want to step
what
it up.
What happened? God dang. Bosa standing up against the refs.
The stadium is kind of nice.
Well, you know, they did have that, the exit of the stadium when they played the Raiders for lightning hitting the turf or some shit like that. Well, you've been in the stadium. Does it have a roof over the top?
Yeah, there's a canopy over the whole thing.
But they say there's open slots in the stadium itself, and that's why they, you know, got people off of the field, because they didn't want any lightning to go onto the pitch because of that one incident where they were playing football, soccer, and the lightning struck and killed all the players. But really, is the lightning going to hit the field if there's a canopy over top? Is it going to find a high post up there and discharge to ground before it hits the pitch?
I'm pretty sure it would, because like the openings in the stadium were like on the, like, it would have to come in at a fucking angle. You know what I mean? It couldn't come straight down because there's a fucking canopy over the top of that. But,
and let's be honest, like all the Raiders fans out there, they have grills. So, I mean, right? I'm just saying.
When I started laughing when I saw, like, they had a Rams mariachi, like, fucking band, like, that played beat, like, at the in between, like when they would do TV timeouts. So, like, uh-huh. They, you know, and they were their mariachi, like, fucking suits or whatever were all fucking, like, super bright blue Ram colors. And I was like,
God. I could get down with that. I'm just saying.
The hats too. They were all fucking decked out to the nines, like shiny and like fucking like it was blue and gold and like all the. I was like, wow, they went all out.
And you're the stands going, ah!
Yeah, every other asshole in that stadium was doing that.
Guess it wasn't that asshole, this guy.
Right, because fuck your team. And it was funny because the people that I went with, they were Rams fans and, you know, they had season ticket holder. But the majority of the people sitting around them were fucking wearing Bears jerseys. They were not having a good time.
I wonder why. Oh, shit, man. And speaking of, you know, controversial games and all that shit, have you been catching the Squid Games on Netflix?
No. Fuck Checker and my kid told me about it. And then we talked a little bit about it pregame, but it sounds interesting.
Spoiler alert, people. We're going to talk a little bit about it. So put your fingers in your ears and go la, la, la if you don't want to hear it. But the Squid Games, man, that's off the hook, man. There's a lot of downloads to this thing, but I'll tell you what, if you're in it to win it, this game is for it because it'll take you and sucker you all the way through. The only downfall I have about this is the main character. Drives me fucking nuts because of the things that he does in the beginning of the movie or the series, I should say, and the things that he perceives that he has a soul for at the end of the series. Is just two different people. I mean, for fuck's sakes, he got himself into a situation where he has to play these things. And now he's got this mindset of, I'm holier than thou and you shouldn't be doing this type of situation.
So they rebooted the Running Man?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were going to call it the Transgender Running Man, but they thought Squid Games was better because of all the squirrely hands and all that.
Hit him right in the AIDS. Man. That Chappelle thing, that was one of the lines that stood out to me the most. Like, I was
hit him in the AIDS.
I was dying. I was like...
Oh, my God. We should get that on a fucking gold chain. 24 carats, so hit you in the AIDS. Or maybe a grill on your teeth.
Oh, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Or even get one of those contacts that say got hit in the AIDS, you know?
So the Squid Games, where is it? Because again, I haven't seen any of it. Where is it in English? Where did it originate from? Like,
okay, so it is a Korean show. Korea's been coming up with some killer shows, by the way. If you like anime, if you like action, if you like, you know, stuff that's really good, I highly suggest you go to Netflix and choose one or two of them, like Train to Busan. That's a zombie movie, really great movie. They got some anime features on there that you can catch. They're really, really good. The Squid Games is based in South Korea, obviously, but it's essentially for people that have gotten destitute, bankrupt, owe large amounts of debt that are brought together by billionaires that are trying to get them to play these games. At first, they do silly little tic-tac games with them, you know, like I forgot what the game's called, but it's basically folded envelopes and you slap them on the ground and try to flip one. And, you know, the people that are losing, that end up continually lose, they give them a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance because it's basically, hey, if you do this, I'll give you $1,000 or 1,000 won. If I win, then you owe me 1,000 won. And so they end up losing. So he goes, okay, look, I'll slap you across the face and you don't owe me nothing. And we'll continue playing. So it's a sucker bet, you know, suckering them in, right, to play these games. And so these games are child games that we would normally see, right? But there's actual South Korean games that we have never seen before that they play. And if you lose, well, you lose. And by losing, you die. So it is freaking awesome. Some of the, you know, death scenes that are in this movie is very brutal. But I'll tell you what, man, it suckers you in a heartbeat with the green light, red light, green light game that they start off with.
Is it anime or is it live action?
It is live action. They do have captions for it, but if you go to a lot of these Korean shows, there is an actual English dub that you could select and actually hear English. I've been reading a lot of feedback on Facebook and online talking about people, oh my God, I can't do the capture thing. Well, fucker, change it to English. Then you can actually hear them talk. But if you actually speak the language, you get more out of it because the translations, they're, and I work with a lot of Japanese translations through my work, they're not the same. You miss a lot of meaning and connotation through it. So, you know, you have to do a lot of fillers. You're listening to the show.
Right on, right on. Well, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a cool premise. I like The Running Man, and that, you know, like you said earlier, they weren't doing it for money. They were doing it like just to get out of jail or whatever. So I don't know.
At first it's about money, but then it's about trying to survive. Because they're suckered in. They can't go anywhere now. The game's on, right? And by you doing The Running Man, is that you actually do the dance? Is that what you're talking about?
Isn't it? Is that what we're talking about?
No, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Everything from the 90s is coming back anyway, so.
Yeah, but it's a great show. It's a great series. And they're coming out with season 2, by the way. So it's in the making right now. And a lot of them are back. They're back for the mix. And what I mean by a lot of them are the main characters that are higher up that survived. Because there's a lot of death.
Right on. Like a little fucking Game of Thrones thrown in there. Like, don't pick a favorite character because everybody's going to die.
Yeah, basically. And there is one sex thing, but, you know, all right, it's good.
Squid sex. Extensions was flying everywhere.
Yeah, I thought I was tuning in for Galaxy Quest. I don't know.
So one of the flicks that I saw back in the day that I liked, and they ended up making or basing the Hunger Games off of this one, was a movie called Battle Royale. And it was, I got out of the same region, either like Korea or Japan, but it was, society was starting to like take a turn for the worse, and so they were taking like the worst of the worst high school kids, and they put them on this bus, and they are like knocked out, and when they woke up, they're on this like island, and they had these fucking collars around their necks, and like if they were supposed to, they were given a bag, and it was like essentials and a weapon. Everybody got a different weapon. So, like, somebody got a hammer, somebody got a fucking machete, somebody got a gun, somebody else got, like, a fucking stick of dynamite, you know? So, like, it was the last person that was alive was going to get off the island. Okay. And so then, like, if they tried to leave the island or they're in a part of the island they weren't supposed to be in at a certain time, then the fucking thing just exploded and they fucking died. So, but then I showed that to a couple people and they were like, holy shit, that's like the Hunger Games. I'm like, nah, dude, that shit came out in like the early 90s, late 80s. I'm like, the Hunger Games didn't come out till way later.
We're talking lawsuit here.
Somebody was taking notes.
It's not exactly the same thing because, you know, they were hungry in this movie and they had to play for this game to win.
And what's her name? The chick that has the spike ball on the chain in Go-Go from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
She's in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know how they never age, so she looks exactly the same.
Yep. She has a big nose, but she's pretty cute.
I mean, it could have been her mom for all I know. I mean, they all look the same.
Nice. So, you know, Halloween's coming up. You know, talk about picking your favorite character. What are you going to do this Halloween?
I'm set with a slingshot and some fucking candy bars that have been sitting from last year. And we're going to respect the 6-foot rule while still giving out candy.
I'm going to be grumpy old man. Get off my lawn, you sons of bitches. Ask me what I'm going to wear.
Which one of your many illustrious costumes will you be donning this Halloween season?
Tidy whities with stains on.
Oh, the El Bundy.
Get off my lawn, you sons of bitches. You know, and the reason why we're talking about Halloween, obviously, because it's Halloween, but, you know, is basically, you know, back in the early 1900s, you know, late 1800s around there, when Halloween was starting to become more prolific, you know, in the Eastern, you know, countries, they were starting to do more and more of that, you know, to, you know, dissuade demons and whatnot. But, you know, it was for the children, you know, the candy companies produce this to try to get, you know, kids out there, you know, and doing family events basically is what it was. Yeah, they were making money, but it was also family events. But now it's more of a horror regime.
Yeah.
Am I wrong or am I right?
Thankfully, you are right. That is one of my favorite parts of Halloween.
Well, I mean, you know, and whoring's not that wrong, and slutting is not that bad. I don't use it. Yeah. Don't be so negative. It's not like I'm looking down on you, ladies. I mean, I am taking mental images. But, you know, it's getting to be fucking ridiculous. I mean, now they got a Bernie Sanders sexy outfit.
God.
Seriously.
Bernice, I mean, Sanders?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. So, I mean, you look at this and you can see right here, you know, the mask and the overcoat and the mittens. The mittens.
The mittens make the whole fucking thing. That's awesome.
I mean, how much of a slut do you have to be to wear slutty Bernie Sanders?
That's awesome. I mean, like, what the fuck did they think he was gonna wear? He's like 1,000. Like, of course he was cold.
I don't know, man. I was thinking more along this for you know, sexy Bernie Sanders. I mean, the hair, the glasses, the tie. I think that looks more sexy.
The blue shirt that he always wears.
Yeah. I think I get a hard on for Bernie Sanders for this sake. I mean, her. Did I say Bernie Sanders? I meant her.
Bernice.
Bernice. Yeah, that was the one. You know, and so that brings up more questions. I mean, what slutty outfits have you actually seen out there?
All of them? I think.
Not too when they much do as, the walk of shame, you see them all the time.
Yeah, not too much as I don't think there's anything really now that's come out that's like shocked me or been like, whoa, like, or I haven't seen that before.
Well, I mean, this is a standard.
Yeah, Punisher. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that
too. Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, I can see getting. Yeah, that's pretty nice getting a, you know, a standard Punisher one. You know, you're like, okay, you know, bad, you know, sexy teacher. You know, schoolgirl Catholic outfit, or, you know, basic hamburger. You know, when you want to eat between the buns, when you like a big fur burger. I mean, that, I guess that's where that comes into play, right?
A McMuffin?
When you're the Hamburglar and you see that walking down the street going, rabble, rabble, rabble. You know, and then you get something like this. I mean, really, for fuck's sake, why are you wearing something like this? I mean, seriously.
A fucking SpongeBob.
I mean, sure, when you're going down on her, you're going, yeah. But, I mean, other than that, you're scaring kids, right?
And some adults.
I don't know. I could see some fun in the bedroom, but you know what? You wear that outside? I mean, come on, really, SpongeBob? SpongeBob, you really want to see that sponge up in that hoo-ha? I'm just wondering.
And if they're like bigger than that costume will allow for, then it looks like that fucking deformed sponge has been sitting underneath the dishes for like a month, and you pull it out, it's like, what the fuck?
You know, and then, you know, that brings our next and last pick here. I mean, really?
Is that Barney?
That is Barney. That is Barney the dinosaur. And he's playing with your kids. And what I mean by your kids is you're dropping semen all over Barney. It's like a regular cesspool of tar right on her belly. I mean, seriously, right?
That's funny. I'm like, I'm not shocked. I'm surprised nobody's done it sooner. But I'm wondering, like, what else they're going to start doing, like, shit like that with, like, maybe we'll see Danny DeRito.
That was pretty good, right?
Yeah, that is good.
I don't know. If she was wearing a Barney costume and saying to me, I love you, you love me, you just came all over me, I'd be okay with that.
hit the chorus.
All the kids sing, and then you hear the little Siemens go, I love you, you love me.
That music video will be off the hook.
It'll be down the throat. I mean, it's gotten too far here lately. I mean, come on, really? You know, I don't mind a parent or two wearing an outfit that's pretty cool, you know. But come on, you know. Back in my day, back when I was young, a woman would wear a whole sheet over their body so you wouldn't see their face or body, and you would get them from their ear. Oh, God.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this week, and thanks for tuning in again. And we're winding down season 5. We've only got a few more episodes. I got a couple more guests on the way, and we're going to go ahead and, you know, do some pop-up shows, do some live stuff. You're going to hear some more Rice and Beans Radio as we get dialed up and tuned in for the next season to come. And, you know, so as usual, we're going to take, you know, just a couple of months and get everything ready, and then we'll be back. But, we're not going to leave. We're going to hang around and, you know, do some pop-up shows on our social medias, you know, do them on YouTube as well, and stick around for some more funnies and some more ha-has.
And don't be afraid to get to us on riceandbeanspodcast.com. You can send us direct emails and talk with us. Let us know what's on your mind. Yeah, we've still been waiting for the one or two people that listen to us to reach out to us. So, hey, you know, it maybe got lost in the mail because of Facebook went down. But we'll keep it open just in case.
Right. All right, guys. Well, until next week.
If a cunt smoked your last blunt, if works make you feel like a jerk, if you need more humor in your life, just look to Rice and Beans for some new delight.